Hey everybody, this is Brian from Surf Guru with your Independence Day week forecast brought to you by the original Ron John Surf Shop in Cocoa Beach, Florida. Hey, so I'm only going to be able to do one surf report this week, an audio report. I'm going to try to keep the rest of the reports updated in the written report. Just heading out of town for 4th of July. Going to try to do a little bit of vacation with the family. And it doesn't look like there's going to be too much going on this week anyway. Also, just going to keep giving my voice a little bit of a rest. It still hasn't come back yet. But hey, today on Monday, we have these little shinned and knee-high little waves coming in from the east at about 8 seconds with a light south to southeast winds, not really adding anything to the situation. Tuesday, shinned and knee-high conditions continue with southeast winds that are going to pick up a little bit for the afternoon. Now, surf is going to stay on the smaller side, mostly shinned and knee-high, all the way through the weekend. So don't get too excited about anything coming off of any kind of tropical depression or hurricane anytime soon. So we're keeping an eye on all the stuff down in the tropics. You can check it out in the written report. But yeah, we're basically got Beryl and Chris. Chris is going to dissipate over into Mexico here pretty soon. Beryl is going to barrel its way right through the Caribbean and end up just crashing into Mexico there through the Yucatan Peninsula. Not really going to affect us at all. I don't even think it's going to do too much for the Gulfsters. So then we have another little area that's right behind that. It's probably going to take a pretty similar track. I'm going to keep an eye on that one. But anyway, I'll be back next week. Probably won't be till Tuesday or maybe the Wipeout Wednesday report because I've got a flight on Monday. So depending on if I can get a report done before then, before I come back, I'll get it out there. Jetty Park, we're waiting on that internet. I'm going to email them again today. Once that comes back on, that camera will be back. I went over to the West Coast and took care of the Treasure Island Sunset Beach camera. That one, I guess we had a power surge because the power needed to be reset. Once it was reset, we were back online there. So anyway, that's it for today on Monday. I hope everyone has a great 4th of July and Independence Day. And hey, everybody, thanks again for checking out Surf Guru.